Hello, I'm Dr. Eric Topol, Director of the Scripps Translational Science Institute and Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Genomic Medicine and TheHeart.org. In the Creative Destruction of Medicine series, named for the book, I am trying to zoom in on critical aspects of how the digital world can create better healthcare. Medical Gutenberg. What do I mean by that? Well, if we go back to the 1400s and the printing press, Gutenberg, you know how transformative that was. Instead of the high priests being the only ones that could read, now this was unleashed, the ability to read books to the public. Now, it's many centuries have passed since those times. But here in the 21st century, we're getting consumers, the public, to read medical stuff. And why is this important? Not only on the smartphone when you can get all data, whether it's glucose, vital signs, like blood pressure, heart rhythm, and you get algorithms and get this data processed and get back to you, and you don't even know you need to contact a physician because that flow of data and information now is in the hands of the consumer. Learning to read and understand. For example, I have patients that now I'm getting hundreds of blood pressure readings from where I never had any before. And they know what is abnormal, what percent is abnormal, and even when, what day of the week, what are the circumstances that precipitate abnormal blood pressures. That's going to continue in the future. This ability for consumers to take that data and learn from it, read it, get facile with it, and it's going to extend to genomics, the drug interactions with one's own genome. It's going to extend in every which way when there's that data information domain in the hands of consumers. There was always this information asymmetry where the high priests were the doctors and that paternalism, and now we're moving from information asymmetry to information parity. This really sets up a unique experience, and it won't be the case for all consumers because they're all not going to want to learn to read and get into this, but who has the most vested interest in one's health if it isn't that individual, that patient, himself or herself? So that's Medical Gutenberg. That's the opportunity that lies ahead with digital medicine, shifting that information and that data to the patient, still requiring the guidance, the knowledge, experience from physicians, but a reset of how powerful consumers will be when this information parity is fully established. Thanks for joining this segment, and stay tuned for more from the Creative Destruction of Medicine.